Boston listens.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Boston's talk station.
RKO.
Sharon!
825.
Crazy man.
Blute and Scotto, 680 WRKO. Boston's talk station. And that's Paul Marshall sitting in for Peter Blute today from WAAF. And I'm Scott Allen Miller, and I am the Prince of Darkness, actually. Like Ozzy.
Yeah.
Good. Can you feel the evil,
the
right?
The evil. I can feel the evil.
Yeah, I'm right. Not Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, you can feel the evil. Sure you can.
Very evil.
So, yeah, because telling the truth as you see it is evil in this day and age, because you're supposed to be nice to everybody.
No, see, that's the thing. That's what everybody wants to be politically correct, which means that we just want to hear the nice opinions.
Here comes Amanda in Cambridge with a nice, balanced, sane point of view. You're on 680 WRKO at 826. Good morning.
Oh, hi. I live here in Massachusetts, and I've been a rider coach for the past 5 years. I've been riding for about 13 years.
Okay.
And I have to agree with all those who don't ride and don't want to have to pay for the idiot that doesn't want to wear their helmet. It is a waste of medical professionals' time to care for somebody that is not going to go out and put a helmet on.
Well, that's harsh.
Crash is protective gear, you know, and crashes do not happen. Most don't happen going 100 miles an hour riding like a fool. It less than 40 miles an hour, and that is when helmets are key during that time.
You're saying that they shouldn't even treat people like that if they have an accident?
No, I'm just saying that I can empathize with somebody that says, you know, any fool that won't wear a helmet, why should I have to pay the medical cost? Because it is going to taxpayers at some point, the ambulance fee,
that's right.
The hospital fee if they have, you know, no care and all that. I mean, no insurance. So I can empathize with them because it's idiotic to not wear a helmet.
So, Amanda, you're a rider coach, right?
I am.
What happens if somebody's wearing a helmet but they're not wearing protective body armor, like, you know, let's say they're not wearing the Kevlar jacket or the shorts, and for some strange reason, they're wearing shorts, nylon shorts, on their bike. They get in a car accident, and a street sign or something severs a major artery in their leg that could have been protected by wearing long pants or at least a heavier material.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Good morning.
Yeah. Should at that point the insurance company not pick it up at that point, too, because they're still not wearing safety equipment.
Right. No, I think, I mean, the number one, I mean, injury is head injury. So
yes.
I think that is why the insurance, you know, mandate helmets. However, we really stress protective gear throughout because, as you said, right, just hitting the pavement hurts no matter at what speed you're doing it at.
That's right.
But you also realize that the majority of people that are dying of head injuries while riding motorcycles are still wearing helmets. So that statistic, I mean, you are more likely to die if you're not wearing one, but the majority of people that are dying due to head injury riding motorcycles are helmeted.
Hey, it's 8:28, everybody.
Good morning.
It's the goriest show I've done in, like, hours.
What? Because I said severed artery? What's wrong with that?
Here's Vincent Haverhill. You're on RKO with Neanderthal and Scotto.
Hey, guys. Thanks for covering this.
What up, man?
I'm on the board of directors for the Mass Motorcycle Survivors Fund and Nelson's Ride.
Okay.
And it's not about making crashes safer, it's about preventing them in the first place. And education and awareness is what's going to make motorcyclists safer out there. Now, with the helmet, the DOT standard is only a manufacturing standard. It's not even a consumer product safety standard like the seatbelt is held to. When you do the DOT testing for the helmet, they test them on a stationary form that doesn't take into account the physics that act on the body once you attach the helmet to it. And then when you're in motion and there's an accident, they don't take into account on that. It's a completely stationary test.
Good point, Vince.
Well, Vincent brings up a great point. Education is definitely the thing. If you're going to ride a motorcycle, you should take a Motorcycle Safety Foundation course, which will teach you the basic skills to ride a motorcycle. And obviously, insurance companies and states are now almost including, and so I'm not sure if it's here in Massachusetts, but in driver education courses, there's actually a chapter on motorcycle awareness. They're teaching people in cars to be aware of motorcycles. So I think education, I mean, if you can prevent the causes of accidents, then this might be a little bit smaller issue. And if you're interested in finding out what's going on as far as motorcycle lobbying, if you're a rider or you know somebody that is, the Massachusetts Motorcycle Association has a website, and you can check it out.
And what is that website, Paul?
At MMA-OF-MMA. MMA.com. So it's Massachusetts Motorcycle Association, and there's a whole list there of bills that are currently sitting in front of the Senate that pertain to motorcycle riding.
All right, and we got some more to talk about coming up next after the news with Rod Fritz, Blute and Scotto, 680 WRKO, Boston's Talk Station.